Right, first time this time. No. It's not that complicated, but I get it wrong every time.
Okay, so we're just waiting for
Matthew,
Matthew
yep.
and me to put this on. Yeah.
So I suggest we start a meeting without Matthew. He's obviously late for some reason. Good. Today we will talk about your conceptual design. I hope we both did some work concerning conceptual design. This will be the agenda for the meeting we'll have. I will take some minutes again. We will have presentations of a few different team members and then try to come to decisions about the concepts you have presented. So, and that we have some 40 minutes completed. So, who has this?
I have a presentation. I'm just
yeah,
making
I
this.
Think yes, Matthew, it's important that Matthew, yeah, here, because
ah, there is
Matthew. The main.
It's really a team, a project, a team, and if someone is not
Sorry.
Here, then we cannot, but it's okay. It's good.
Okay, I'll just email you this file, my presentation.
So.
Okay.
You have the presentation already?
I'm just emailing it to you.
Oh, okay. So did you manage to?
Yeah, I sent you the slides. Did you see them?
Oh yes, I see. Good, yes.
So.
Okay, should I go ahead here?
Okay.
Okay, so this is just a presentation on the trends that we're going to use to make the product stand out from the rest of the products out there at the moment. This one. So we had to work out a way what we can do with our product to make it stand out and make it so people want to buy it. This is to do this. I will not do my microphone. We basically use some focus group surveys, which I went through with you last time, the main results of that, and some research of the current design and fashion trends that are out there at the moment. And as part of this, the important aspects that came out were things that we've already discussed, really. The most important by far was the look and feel of it. needs to be something that's very different from everything else out there. It needs to stand out. It needs to be not functional like the rest of the things out there at the moment. Most people find remote controls boring at the moment. We need to have something that looks interesting, that looks exciting, that will stand out. People will want to buy it. That was twice as important as the next item on here, which is that it has to be technologically innovative. It has to have something else apart from just the look of it. People have to then think about it and say, it's got something there that I want. That's a really cool feature. And it has to make them want to buy it again. Third on the list, and again, innovative was twice as important as its last aspect, has to be easy to use. So they have to be able to look at it and have some intuitive idea of how to use it. Drawing on the fashion trends at the moment are fruit and vegetables. This is basically talking about just the feel of it, so probably not the smell of it, but the bright colours, eye-catching, really bold designs, and the spongy feel. I had to talk to the design people about this, but having a remote that's tactile, that feels different, that would be really cool. That would make it stand out.
Can you be more precise about what you just said? About the feeling?
Make it not necessarily spongy is the current thing. Spongy is the current texture, but basically there are no remotes at the moment which are spongy or tactile at all. So if we make it like maybe furry or soft or something, that'll be something that sits at the park rather than just bare plastic, which they all are at the moment.
Yeah.
Okay. So as far as design goes, the very most important aspect was the design to the customers. So going with the fruit and vegetable idea, we've got the bright colours, so it makes it stand out. The oranges and the bright yellows and the fluorescent colours, part of the fruit and vegetables. Going back to the idea of taking inspiration from mobile phones, they've all got those, or a lot of them have the changeable covers, so you can choose what colour the outside is. That's one way of looking at it. Texture feel we just talked about, maybe it's another way of doing that, so if it's part of the changeable covers, maybe they can choose a different texture, a spongy one or a soft one or something like that. So they can choose that as they want to.
Yeah,
to maybe
that's a very good idea.
To fit in with their decor in their living room or just what they like, the sports team or whatever. Still taking the inspiration from the mobile phone design. So functionality, the way the mobile phones work, the way the keypad looks. Also, just the way that a lot of industrial design has gone into mobile phones at the moment. They're big selling items. People put a lot of thought into that, so we can leverage off that and we can start using some of their ideas. Back to technological innovation. Not quite as important, but still a big issue. We talked about having a way of finding the remote control if it's been lost. That's one thing we could look at. There are other aspects like LCD screens and speech recognition, which weren't, I don't think, in my personal opinion, going to be worth the extra expense and the extra effort that will go into them. I think we're better doing something basic like this, which is very important and will be a really cool feature to put in. Ease of use, I had no real specific ideas for this, maybe just the basic idea of having your core functions big and at the top maybe by themselves.
Yeah, that's maybe
and then,
you can
yeah, and then the finer details, the buttons you don't use as much, either hidden away or completely separate. And that's the presentation.
Okay, good.
Very
clear.
Yeah.
Very clear.
So does anyone have any comments or ideas on that?
Maybe we can decide later on the look and feel of was a good idea maybe to
let the people choose.
Yes, there are changeable covers. But on the other hand, I don't know whether my superiors would be so glad with it, because you have to introduce a complete new line of supplies. It would be very complicated organizational.
Well, we're selling so many units of this. This is going to be a mass marketed product. We can afford to have two or three different designs at least.
Yeah. A range of
yes.
A set of three, four different aspects.
Mm-hmm.
That fits the
And of course, it will be, we get, if it works, we get after sales. That would be pretty good.
Yeah.
Those covers could go for 3-5 euro. It's a very good idea. And then maybe we can go at a few presentation because.
We could discuss later, like. We can put all the ideas together.
Together in an easier. Because you might have some information on the easy to use.
And your part is very related to mine. So when you suggest something, then it has to be integrated.
I'll go with that actually. So then the idea of having a remote is then that you have different keys and different structures, different forms, and they could be like buttons or rectangles, triangle, and they could be of varying sizes if you want to basically emphasize a particular key more than other, and maybe like you can have different colors, for example, having the red for the on off, switching on and off the button. So this is a general trend to have the method they do. So what I found was that conventionally, the TV-VCR music system operated ones actually, and they are very specific to each other, but there are some common keys. For example, if you want to forward a VCR, and if you want to forward sound pack on the see, they have a common thing actually. You can have, and there is also speech recognition to store channel information names. Like, you can basically, if you have a multiple functionality, say TV, VCR, or something, I say the TV, and you take the TV, and you can program the keys if you want to. Certain keys or even the channel information.
I like the idea though of having speech recognition for like the name of the channel, like BBC, rather than remember the number of it on the keypad. That's a good idea.
Yeah, so you can just, because as more and more channels come, then you have more and more problems to remember the exact channel numbers.
Yeah.
Exactly, even if you arrange it by however you arrange it. You still have the problem to remember exactly.
Yeah, we like that idea.
So what functionalities do you suggest for that?
So it's like it should be limited one. In the present market, I saw that something like they are looking for 80-word thing, 80-word. This shouldn't be that difficult to implement, like 80 to 100 words. Basically, you don't want to store all the channels in the remote control. You want to store your favorite channel.
Maybe 10 channels.
Some 10, 12 channel information. You know, you don't want to store all the 100 channel information into that. And basically, it depends, like the remote with the LCD display for browsing, because you have multiple functionalities. For example, you're watching a movie and you are having a universal remote control, and you want to, you don't know really which functionality is my working now. So I'm using the TV, so every time I use it, it could be like, for example, I can use a simple toggle switch and a display. So I press it so the display says, okay, I'm on TV or DVD or whatever it is. Instead of having three keys separately four keys, more of the functionalities will increase actually in for you, and you might want, you don't want separate keys for all of them. You can. And well, there can be children friendly where you can program your remote so that they are not allowed to browse certain channels, which you can block them and you can operate them. So these are the presently which are seen in the market scenario. So present, I personally would look at things like having a universal remote is a good idea. Like, instead of having individual ones for all of them, you can think of having with multiple functionality, possibly with speech recognition. I got a mail from the coffee machine interface unit that they have integrated the speech recognition into the coffee machine. So you say hello coffee machine, if hi Joe or something like that, you know. And
the coffee machine, there's not too many words they'll be using with that. So
so it's a limited vocabulary thing and very isolated word. It is interesting, and basically storing the channel through voice or other ways of programming your keys on the display for the browsing, which is again, and maybe having something like a blinking thing, like it could indicate your, it could indicate what is called like the, whether you have enough battery in your remote,
yeah.
The blinking. At the same time, if it's a dark room, it can be used to locate the remote also.
And you want, for coming back to one point, you want to let the user programming the keys, some of them?
Yeah, you can let them to do
that. And isn't that too difficult for the, we want, I don't know if we still want the RC to be easy to use.
Mm.
That's
No, but the if you give, it depends on the easiness, like
yeah.
the user, how much effort he can put.
Mm.
Like, for example, I would like to store in certain way. So if you want to give the full freedom to the user, or you want to keep some constraints and let the user use it with their constraint.
Yes.
I think you can
so
do it both ways. You can have it so it's easy, they can pick it up and use it straight away without doing it, without customizing it.
Yeah.
Or if they want to, they have the option of using these extra features.
So
maybe you can get into it, because I'm not sure whether that we can implement that for developer in 50 cents. I'm sorry to have every time I have to come down on this price again. So this might be a little limiting for your creativity, but it's real. You have to consider it. So do you think these ideas and my speech recognition, maybe it's possible for Bell Europe, and then it will be at the cost of other functionality we might implement, like the furry case of the...
Yeah, like I would say that for programming keys, you said, it could be easily done within the package of €5.
Yeah.
But for the ASR system, I'm not sure if it's feasible.
We can still look at. We can talk with the coffee unit, and we can check
exactly
how much.
Exactly. If it's a low vocabulary, it's already implemented.
Yeah.
And how much it costs?
Maybe we can talk to them, and we can come with that. You know.
Yeah.
And also, like, we can think of having, since you have a universal remote, and maybe if you add a little bit of even display, you might need keep checking the battery. So you need some kind of indicator. So it could be a blinking option of the LED. It could actually be used to detect also. If it's in a dark room, it can basically detect it also.
Yeah.
So
I like the idea too of being able to use the remote in the dark. So either having the buttons so you can feel the difference between them, or if they light up or something.
It is like, you know, it tells you, it can be for two purposes.
Mm.
Like, if you have an LCD display and all those things, it's not going to be the standard remote, which is having, which needs just a 6 volt, 3 volts DC. It may need more, actually, so you may need to check your battery usage. And then you need that some functionality to indicate the battery limit.
That's right.
And then if the battery limit is indicated, if it could be indicated through a blinking something, and it can change the color depending on your how much is the battery, that is good enough to even locate even if you want to.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Okay.
Yeah. So
I don't know if I have time to talk about
Yes. Do you have time some more?
Yes, you can
sure, you can, you know.
Okay. So what I'm gonna present here is very basic knowledge about the components that are inside RC, you know, when we come
mm-hmm.
and how is it manufactured, what is the process, just to explain you. So the method is, there is a set of components in a remote control, like you're right, and what cost, the components in themselves do not cost a lot, but the way to assemble everything costs, obviously. And I will show you my preferences at the end. So there are two different types of different ways of using the components for making a remote control. The basic way is to use an integrated circuit and some transistors with natural resistors that aims at communicating the message and to send the message to the LED that will transmit to the receiver. And there are the components and the circuit board, boring buttons, infrared, LED, etc. for the components. So instead of finding, just to say that the chip can detect when a key is pressed and then translate to the key to synchronize something like Morse code, as you know,
mm-hmm.
With a different sequence for each key. And that's with the components we will use, we have different messages, different sequences. And the chip sends that signal to the transistor that amplify, make it stronger. So electronic parts are assembled onto printed boards because it's easier to mass produce and assemble. And so I think for our design, we want some programmable, you know, VLSI or
yeah.
FPGA,
mm-hmm.
High technology. And this is important. And so we use, like in any high-tech devices, a chip of
mm-hmm.
fiberglass to solder them and connect them. So my personal design, we need to find a solution. What is the material of the cover we want to use? If it's plastic, or
mm-hmm.
you said that, yeah, you had some ideas, like fruit veg or.
Maybe.
Yes.
Maybe we can give the case a very normal case, but
yes.
with a changeable cover to fancy it up.
Mm-hmm.
So like a normal cheap plastic case,
mm-hmm.
it
yeah.
can
yes.
be covered up in, for instance, a wooden case. I'm
mm.
just
yeah, like
just
the
have a, yeah.
with cars, I think.
Just
yeah,
the veneer on
car,
it.
Yeah. So they also emailed me that they have available a bunch of different buttons, scroll wheels, integrated push buttons, such as a modern computer mouse, and very cheap LCDs, so liquid crystal displays. So I'm wondering, I think we might be able to integrate LCD into our RC. And the final point, okay, is we have, yeah, there are some compromise to do. So we have to know that the push button requires a simple chip, but the scroll wheel and that kind of higher high tech stuff needs more money, which is a higher price range, right? And the display requires an advanced chip, which in turn is more expensive than the regular chip. But I think with 12 euros, and if it's made for 4 million items,
mm-hmm.
then I think we could be able to handle that. So to sum up, we need
Yeah, so I just said that the components, the list of components has to be listed, and assembly is an important process that has to be taken into account. And for the designing of the cover layout, then it's better to maybe see that with the UI expert, so that we can, it's really a team working. So I cannot design something without your agreement, right?
So of course, for example, I wanted to know, like, if you want to have if you want to have the LCD display,
yes,
over there, or if you want to store a program with a key, what kind of things you need inside your thing, inside?
Yeah, it's kind of simple FPGA programmable device.
Okay.
We have to insert.
Okay.
I think we could insert one that could handle several functions.
Okay, so in that case, you can even look at the technology what the mobile phone is trying to use with the FPGA card.
Exactly, yeah. For customizing.
With them, actually.
Okay.
How cost effective it would be to put that card chip into it and do the programmable thing.
Yeah.
So I think we should come to some of the sessions now about this. So I understand when we want display, we need an expensive chip. But when we want a scrolling wheel, we also need the expensive chip. So can we use the same chip? So with one expensive chip, we can implement several complicated or advanced features.
Exactly, yeah, that's a very good idea. We could have one main chip that could handle, it's called FPGA chip,
mm-hmm.
that could handle both like scrolling wheels as well as LCD.
So when the more expensive chip you mentioned there is possible in the given budget, maybe we should go for the more expensive chip, so all features which you mentioned can be implemented based on the same chip.
Yes.
Right.
Do you think that's feasible?
Well, I don't know if it will fit into our cost of
You think it's possible?
Is it possible?
Yeah, I was thinking, I think both, if we had a budget of 20 euros, it would be okay.
Mm.
But
Then we need specific costings then. Actually, do maybe two designs and then cost them out and see which one is going to fit in our budget better.
Yeah, that's an excellent thing.
Yes, when you make a design, you can, next meeting, you can give quite an exact cost price.
Yeah.
That could be
because right now I don't have the price in head, but for next meeting, I'm sure. Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, that's something which I wanted to ask you also, like, what will be the increment to the cost of it?
Yeah.
For example, if you want to put wood, I wouldn't suggest for wood.
Okay.
I think it's much easier to use the plastic.
I agree on that.
Rather than a wood, it would be much expensive. Though it's the most natural thing. But
yes, but I think we can just use more cheap plastic for kind of basic addition that people can fancy it up with more expensive materials, which come with
we can give the preference to them, but if it's the plastic or the rubber or whatever it is, it's much better with that rather than
plastic versus wood. And we need maybe to center our discussion on what functionality we want to offer to the user.
Yeah.
And maybe with graphs, or I don't know, as a user interface designer, you could maybe help us.
I think for next meeting, you two can present a real design.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So drawing it on the board.
Perfect. Yeah.
And then we now only have to decide the general function. So let's say next meeting we produce two designs.
Yeah, sure.
One.
Yeah, maybe
one less advanced and one more advanced, then
yeah.
with the cost price.
Mm.
Furthermore, we go for the basic plastic case, which can be later fancied up with additional how do you call them? It's like mobile telephones, you can put a cover over it.
Yeah.
But that can be done later.
Yeah.
And now can concentrate on the basic remote control.
We can give them smooth keys, you know? Smooth keys. With bigger less, so that, you know, the problem most of the time with the keys is that it's small.
Yeah.
And every time you have to be very. But if you go to a different ways of designing those keys,
So is there anything that you're looking at particularly?
You can actually, for example, if you see they're quite small over here. And now you can, for example, as I was telling you, if you make them big, it might change the look of the thing also to the people. At the same time, it is more, like it would be more interesting for people who are having this RFID and all that.
Big keys
make better suit for them actually. And,
I agree. And not too many keys, of course.
No.
Well, one I've had before, a remote control we have at home, is one that's actually got a cover on the bottom. So the bottom bit is just covers half the keys most of the time.
Mm-hmm.
And you can slide the cover back to get to the more advanced keys.
Yeah.
But then you still have. When you don't use it, you have such an extent of your remote control which you don't use. So maybe it's possible, I don't know where you can indicate it, that you can elsewhere open your remote control and on the inside are buttons you don't use that much.
I've seen that before too. Another like it flips up and then you've got another button underneath.
Yeah, so it's something like this, the model here, where you can.
But I've seen also with keys and buttons on the top of here as well.
That's what I mean. So I mean something like
a
book.
I like the shape of this one.
Yeah.
Can we think about maybe having a non-rectangular one? So it's not just a straight little box. It's a maybe curved one.
Maybe we need to also to make a decision on how big we want to be and how many buttons.
Is this for the next meeting?
Now?
I think
it
might be
our
time for this meeting.
Yeah, next meeting we should
just make two designs.
Yeah, that
depends
upon.
And then we can decide between those designs.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, anyone? Any questions?
No.
So, is there anything else I need to do from a marketing point of view for the next meeting?
It would be interesting if you could look for the cost inventories of other devices if you're using speech recognition or something like that.
Yes, well, maybe, I don't know whether it's possible. Maybe you can start evaluating their work somehow.
Okay. Or is this me designing a way to evaluate it? It's like thinking about how to set up test groups and things.
I don't know whether that's possible in a given time, but as far as possible.
Okay.
So you two will be together working on two prototypes.
Yeah.
And further instructions will be sent to you by
two or three prototypes.
Two.
One for like cost and the one in like higher end.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So that
and then
we can be easily comparing them.
Find a compromise between both of them. Yeah. Okay. Let's go with the
Okay.